About 1 hour. Yeah, this is not a repeat. We've got another chance all this week around 7:45 to get you qualified to go to Bonnaroo and get you hooked up with some camping gear so you can get out there and have some fun in the tent and get all stinky and sweaty. And
my parents want to go to Bonnaroo.
What?
And I don't think they understand it's like camping. Like, I think they're trying to find like a hotel around.
Do they think it's like Woodstock maybe? Like back in the day? Like if they went to Woodstock?
I don't know. They're really into music festivals now.
That blows my mind. Is
yeah.
that, do you ever go with them?
Well, they're like, well, maybe we'll get you a ticket. And I'm like,
wow.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, they're only going to go if they can find like a hotel around it. So
well, I would totally would be take the
where it's located. It's way out in a field, like in the middle of nowhere.
That's
it'd be very hard to get a hotel and drive back and forth and all that.
Well, that's what I told them. But I think they'd do it if they're going to be there all day. They wouldn't mind like a 45-minute drive to it.
Well, that'd be pretty lit to see you there and
with your
parents. Yeah, no kidding. All right. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. President Trump claimed victory yesterday when the Mueller report concluded that he did not conclude with Russia to sway the 2016 election. As far as obstruction of justice, the report didn't say he committed a crime, but it also didn't exonerate him either. This is scary. I have never been on a cruise ship. Have anybody on the show been on a cruise ship before?
Nope.
Yeah, I've been on a cruise twice.
Were you scared at all?
No.
Okay, listen to this story. This is making me want to poop my pants. Rescue workers off Norway's western coast rushed to evacuate 1,300 passengers and crew from a disabled cruise ship by helicopter. This happened on Saturday. 26-foot waves tossed the ship from side to side. All the furniture was going over here,
yikes,
then over there. Their engine had a failure, so they could not control.
Gosh.
It was just, they were floating in the ocean, and they were getting really dangerously close to the shores and rocks, you know, like, instead of an iceberg. Hey, rocks right ahead! The Viking Sky cruise ship issued a mayday call as bad weather hit Saturday. Engine problems caused it to start drifting towards that rocky shore, as I mentioned. Police say the crew feared that they would run aground and it could be even worse. Thankfully, it looks like everybody's gotten off there. But if you see video inside, even water is like coming across.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
oh yeah, that would
no,
scare
thank
me.
You.
That
no,
is
thank
absolute,
you.
I would be losing my mind.
Yeah, so that's not my kind of relaxation. I would not do that. This is sad. I think this happened on Friday. Then we had another one to report. A second Parkland shooting survivor killed himself just a week after another committed suicide. A sophomore at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School died in apparent suicide on Saturday night. The boy's death comes less than a week after his classmate, a 19-year-old girl, took her own life on Saturday. It's because she could not handle like being in classrooms or anything after that whole school shooting.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. Something like that is absolutely traumatic. How do you go on with something that you do every single day, pretty much of your life?
These stories can't even imagine.
Broke my heart when I read them over the weekend,
yeah.
And they infuriated me because all of the press, all of the things that this school got and all the opportunities that these other students got all to be activists and all these things, being, you know, anti-gun and all this stuff, out of all of that publicity that they had and all of the resources, they still were not focusing on mental health.
Well, they could be, but only one person can decide. I mean, they could be. You have no
idea.
I heard that there were counselors at the school.
They also sent the kids back to school within a week of having to step over their peers' dead bodies.
Right.
There's a lot of things. I mean, the principal of the school is now under investigation because they didn't handle it correctly. The sheriff that was in charge had to resign because he didn't handle anything correctly. The entire
thing. How would you handle it? Like, how should it be handled then, I guess?
Well, getting over 60 tips to the FBI telling you we have a kid here
let's talk about after.
Yeah, like that already
they're
still not putting a heavy enough focus, I think, on making sure that certain kids are doing okay,
right,
personally handling the PTSD that they've been diagnosed with and all these different anxiety problems and stuff
now,
because of it.
Here's what I'm going to say, dealing with people that do have PTSD that I know personally. You can only help yourself. Other people can try to help you, can try to talk to you, can try to put the right people in front of you. That is not going to do anything unless the person themselves helps themselves and takes the right actions that need to be taken in order to get over something traumatic and to get over depression.
And you may not even ever
PTSD.
Get over it, though. I mean, look at the military. How many men and women do we have a day, 18 or 22, that kill themselves every day? they commit suicide.
Obviously, it is so sad. And you just can't get over it. And you hope that these things don't happen, but I don't think that you can say that enough wasn't done because, like, yeah, you wish some more was done. But,
oh,
like,
no.
At the end
well, it's coming out now that they're not doing enough.
At the end of the day, it's, like, up to the individual.
Yeah,
to
well,
get
they're
over something
trying
like
to
that.
Reposition like all of these higher ups, superintendents, all the stuff dealing with that school district because of all the problems that they're finding out.
I mean, I just think when it's like teen suicide, like political side should not be brought up. And I think that's like what.
No matter what, no matter
happening.
How you feel about it, I think we all agree it's so tragic
right.
and so freaking
so
sad that after
so
this mass
awful.
Shooting that these kids still, I can't even imagine. So. It sounds cheesy. I don't know what else to say but thoughts and
right.
prayers because I truly would want to send them to anybody affected by this.
And all those other students that like have gone through the first shooting and then now like having their
losing
peers.
Your friends.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So sad. So senseless. Let's talk about bad coworkers and quit. Why are you guys looking at me every time I say bad coworkers? A 19-year-old Missouri man was arrested after he spiked his coworker's drinks with LSD.
Why?
Well, I will tell you, Alex. Police were called after the victim started shaking and feeling a little bit dizzy. The man later admitted putting the drugs into three of his coworkers' drinks because they, quote, had negative energy. This sounds like Live the Web Grill if I've ever heard of
Honestly,
anything in my life. That Joe really had negative energy.
Maybe his coworker thought he was doing him a favor.
Yeah,
man. That's not the worst thing I've heard.
Well, X-lax or that. I'm sorry. If I was tripping and didn't know what was happening.
He was trying to give him an upper.
Right,
that's what
exactly.
it was. The natives were being downers, man. Way gonna call the cops on me. Yeah, they went to the hospital. Once the LSD wore off, they ended up being fine. He's gonna face charges of possession of a controlled substance and assault. And it looks like Wednesday will be my last day here on the Joe and Alex show if I end up winning the Powerball drawing. There was no winner on Saturday for $625 million. So the jackpot now is $750 with the cash option of $465 million.
Nice.
The drawing's Wednesday, so let's get out of here. Let's go get a ticket.
I'm down.
All right. I mean, I love this job, but God, I'd love to not have to do it. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be nice just to be lazy and be a bum. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out online at joeandalexshow.com.